This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. TheMaskMap.com is a website where people can write their opinions and experiences on whether a business is following the mask mandate or not. But how accurate is it? KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
The website displays a map of locations marked with one of two icons. An orange face wearing a mask signals the business is following the mandate. A blue face with no mask indicates a business may not be enforcing the mask policy or not following the mandate properly. The Hive Boutique shop in Arroyo Grande comes up as a blue face. And owner Tracy Sunny says she is aware of the website and that it is accurate about her business. She is not enforcing a mask mandate. Sunny says she has mixed feelings about the website, though, and believes it's up to her customers to decide if they want to wear a mask or not. But other business owners, like Marty Bunninger of Slow's Broad Street Giant Grinder, are shocked to see their business listed as not following the mask mandate.
It's actually quite upsetting to see somebody posting something that's untrue that goes completely against everything we've been working so hard to do, you know, for almost a year now.
Buttinger says all his employees wear masks and they are following all state and local mandates.
We put up all the signs that we need to. Anybody that comes in without a mask, we ask them to put one on. If they don't have one, we give them masks.
Owner of Bon Tom's Creole Cafe in San Luis Obispo, Phil Lang, was also dismayed and appalled to see his business listed as not following the mask mandate. He says that label is completely inaccurate.
I'm shocked to hear this. It doesn't sound like us because I know we've been wearing masks since March. That's not us. That's not who we are. That's not who we've been.
Lang says his business is doing everything they can to follow the rules, and Buttinger urges people not to trust everything they read online.
If you have any question as to what people are posting, give the business a call.
The website says it's intended to be a, quote, neutral platform for the public. The site lists terms of use but doesn't claim to verify the information. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.
And a note that Bon Tom Creole Cafe is a sponsor of KCBX.